Hey, it's Prophecy Sun. Meow. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, and you are listening to Stereo Blues. Hi, my name is Dorothy. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and today's show will look at music that has influenced authors. So we're going to look at authors including David Foster Wallace, his music inspirations through to Bukowski, Nabokov, and Žižek. So I thought it would be interesting to do a show like that because I've recently had some sort of kick in reading, so I've been interested in sort of what their musical interests are. So we're going to sink into that for today's show. So Stereo Blues is aired on Fridays from 11 to 12 p.m. weekly. It's available to stream live on CITR.ca, and you can find a link to my podcast on Tumblr also. So first off, let's talk about Jeffrey Eugenides, author of Middlesex, The Virgin Suicides, and The Marriage Plot. So Eugenides was born in Detroit in 1960 and moved to New York when he was 28 years old. And at the time, things weren't going so great with him. Apparently, when he finally wrote The Virgin Suicides, it was supposed to be sort of like a testament to growing up in Detroit during his youth. So it was kind of interesting to find that out. But on the other hand, The Marriage Plot kind of takes a different spin and talks about his life in New York. And there's a character who resembles David Foster Wallace in this book. And people speculate whether or not he was writing about him because he described this character. He had a bandana, he chewed tobacco, was really interested in philosophy, and was struggling with some mental illness. And also, there's another character in this book somewhat portraying Eugenides himself, a kind of like a Greek-American from Detroit, who took religious studies at Brown and actually ends up volunteering for Mother Teresa in India. So, yeah, so interesting stuff. So, Eugenides, in the New York Times, he mentioned that he was a huge Jethro Tull fan. And he says that being a Tull fan is a chronic condition. As with malaria, a swampiness reclaims the veins without warning. So to start off the show, we're going to play some Jethro Tull. And this is Living in the Past.
Thank you.
and that was Living in the Past by The Tull. And I'd also like to say thank you to Corey for calling in and listening. And Corey is part of the One Eye Jacks, who are also going to be playing tomorrow, June 1st, up in North Van, 170 West 3rd at the Eagles Banquet Hall, and it's a Fuck Cancer show, and all proceeds are going to be going to a family struggling with cancer, so a great, great cause. Definitely come on out. That's the One Eyed Jacks. They were on the show a couple of weeks ago, actually, for the Fun Drive edition, and we raised some money for the station. So great, great cause. Definitely worth checking out. All right, so moving on with the show, we are going to move on to David Foster Wallace, who is also one of Eugenides' contemporaries in New York at the same time. And what he says about his musical tastes are, I have the musical taste of a 13-year-old girl. So I thought that was lovely. And he mentioned that he listened to Nirvana while writing Infinite Jest. And also this woman named Enya, who's Scottish. So right now we're going to play a track from Nirvana. And then after that, some well-known Enya. And just to kind of get into the mind of David Foster Wallace. So this is Come As You Are by Nirvana.
As a friend, as a friend, as I'm
So that was Only Time by Enya, one of David Foster Wallace's musical interests. Scottish band. I remember listening to that on the radio as a child and just actually being kind of moved. There was one of those still moments in the car. Anyway, so moving on. Next up, we are going to learn a bit about Stephen King, whose book The Stand was one of David Foster Wallace's favorite books. Interestingly, I find that interesting. And King is also an author who loves to talk extensively about his musical tastes, and also did an interview with Steve Earle in 2005 talking a lot about it. And he really likes country songs and rock and roll, and into people like Ryan Adams, Wilco, Alison Krauss, and Bob Dylan. But what I found was kind of funny is he really likes LCD Sound System, and King mentions, he says, if this is where disco went when it died, then it was very good and went to heaven. So let's play some LCD Sound System. This is my favorite track of theirs, and this is All I Want.
We'll be right back. ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
And we are back on the, I was wondering how to call this, the music behind the authors? I don't know. Something like that. Getting to know authors a bit more through their musical tastes. So that was All I Want by LCD Sound System, who was Stephen King's, one of his favorite new bands. And before that, we heard some favorites from Eugenides, David Foster Wallace. And we'll continue on with that circle of authors during the time in the 90s. So Jonathan Franzen, who is friends with both of them, he recently wrote a book called Freedom, and he also had a similar story to Eugenides when he first came to New York. Here, Jonathan Franzen, also 28, was living in Jackson Heights in Queens, and he felt totally, totally isolated. And the New York Magazine describes him as his experience as being very solemn. He was a very solemn and intellectual guy from St. Louis, with who didn't really have any reason to leave the house. He didn't like to leave the house. So it was interesting because David Foster Wallace, when he was 26 at the time, he was really impressed with Franzen's first novel, and he wrote to him, and this was the first time that Franzen had ever heard from a peer, and he said, he was like, and I was desperate for friends. So it was kind of cool that they came together at that same time. It's neat to see how that worked out. So Franzen is very into, or was very into, a British punk act that formed in the 1970s, and they're still pulling out albums today, and the Maycons were his favorite band. And he says that they inspired him to write one of his books called The Corrections. And so here is a song from the Maycons. So this is a track called Where Were You? We'll be right back.
Movies are a great way to understand the culture and thought process of a generation. And the 7th Annual Taiwanese Film Festival is taking place at the Downtown Vancouver International Film Center from June 14th to 16th. It will be featuring some of the best Chinese films from the small island of Taiwan. Come and experience a different world and get to know more about the many groups of people living in this awesome city. For more details, please visit twff.ca. Again, that is twff.ca.
Now in its second year, Taking Turns is a local music showcase that gives emerging talent an opportunity to share the stage with more established artists. Taking Turns happens every third Tuesday of the month at the Very Funky Prop House Cafe, where three local music acts share the stage and play music in the round. This month, Taking Turns presents John Pippus and his acoustic soul folk, Variety's Got Talent finalist John Warkel visiting from Vernon, and multi-instrumentalist and song shaper Melissa Bandura, accompanied by Common Robin. There will also be a raffle and aid of Crisis Center, with prizes donated by Bonarattle Music. For more information, please visit www.takingturns.ca.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
All right, and we just heard a track from the Mekons, and that is Where Were You, British punk group from the 70s. So, moving on, we are going to hear a track from Mary Kerr, who was also one of the artists. I guess there is kind of a recurring theme in the first part of the show, 90s artists and 90s authors in New York. And Mary, interestingly, was very different and very critical of David Foster Wallace, and he definitely grew this kind of obsession over her. He even tattooed her name on his arm and basically just followed her around. I got the sense of it. So it was kind of interesting, but she thought that his writing was trying to be too impressive instead of just making an emotional connection. So she was very critical of that. And interestingly, after she got divorced, they became a couple, and she was really helpful in him during the process of writing Infinite Jest. So I thought that was interesting. And he mentioned about her, he said, "You're good about not giving advice. You just live and let me watch." So I thought that was kind of a sweet quote. And Mary Kerr has actually started playing in a musical group. So we'll hear a clip of this, and this talks, her music speaks a lot about kin. So here's a track that she has produced and written with Rodney Crowell, and this is Anything But Time.
My feet were tough as horn, and our eyes were sharp as flint. Our hearts beat like two war drums, and you tracked me by my scent across a scape of shining asphalt that blacked our souls with tar. And we ran like brave Comanche on a moonlit reservoir. And you said, "I don't want to be tamed down. I just want to."
And this was part of Mary Kerr's new musical group. So definitely really earthy, grassrooty kind of sounds there. So the next author that I thought would be interesting to note was Nabokov. And he found music to be irritating and almost pointless. So he had this huge distaste for music. So to dedicate to Nabokov, we'll have a moment of silence. All right, and moving on. So Bukowski, a very interesting poet, he had a huge affection for Beethoven. And he wrote in a quote, he called Beethoven just a fat beer-drinking German. So here, let's play Ode to Joy. And Ode to Joy was actually the song that my mother and father walked down the wedding aisle. So here is a clip from Ode to Joy, Beethoven's Fourth Symphony. Triumphant song it is, Ode to Joy. I guess that is something to like dedicate a song to. Joy is pretty important emotion. Beethoven, Bukowski loved him. So I was reading a bit about Milan Kundera, and his father played the piano, and he himself actually studied music composition in school. And it's interesting because he usually, he has a tendency to describe his novels in musical terms, kind of as polyphony, so that's multiple voices happening at the same time, or like multiple voices in the music. It's hard to describe, I'm not describing it well. And here it says, in which voices are juxtaposed to build up a unifying whole. And he told Philip Roth that various stories mutually explain, illumine, complement each other. So that's kind of beautifully said. Yeah, so that's Milan Kundera. So bringing it back more to the present, Chuck Palahniuk, kind of contested, kind of a cult figure, a pop writer. He has been said to like Radiohead, Nine Inch Nails, and Prodigy. And all of these bands were playing during his writing process. And usually when he's editing, he mentions that he likes to play Chopin's nocturnes. So I would be interesting to find out why those specifically, maybe just for some serene kind of meditative state, I guess. And apparently Tiffany Wang sent him that as a suggestion. So here I would like to play some Radiohead, which may have been playing as Polonnaruwa was writing some of his cult pieces.
Because we say the right. ABC Short Filmmakers, this 4th annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is now accepting entries until August 1st, so get those cameras rolling. Student recent grads and professional filmmakers can submit films and videos, and remember, the shorter the better. Last year, 29 short films were screened and offered $15,000 in prize with an award to busy filmmakers. For entering rules and submit online, please visit the Vancouver Short Film Festival at vsff.com.
And we're back on Stereo Blues. We just heard Reckoner by Radiohead, known to be one of Chuck Palahniuk's favorite bands, who he tends to write to. And I'd also like to say thanks so much to Hans for calling in. I'm searching for some favorite music of Heinrich Voll, and I'm ardently looking for it. So just letting you know, thanks for calling in. But up next, I have some music lined up by Japanese writer Haruki Murakami, and he thinks that Sympathy for the Devil really does have the best beat to run to in the hoo-hoo part of the chorus. So here is Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil.
You is the nature of my
Looks like we're closing off the show in about 7 minutes now. We're almost done. I would like to play a track by Heinrich Böll, and he was a German writer in post-World War II. He is known for his novel The Clown and was said to be one of Kafka's favorite authors. And apparently there was a lost collection of the Böll documents, and within them included some compositions by Jacques Offenbach. So here we are. Let's play a track. And this is Le Papillon.
Thank you.
I would just like to say thanks again for Hans calling in. I'm discovering that Heinrich Böll is actually very, very interesting. He was a Nobel prize winner, I understand, and also created radio plays and wrote scripts to those. So very interesting. We'll look more into it. We have a couple more PSAs to play, and then we'll close off today's shows with Music Behind the Authors, with a bit of music that has inspired Tao Lin, an author who is very... He integrates a lot of pulp culture into his characters and his writing in a very distinctive way. And some of his poems are very pungent. Anyways, I would really recommend looking up some of his works. I just recently stumbled across them through a friend mentioning them to me. And they really stick. So I'd just like to say thanks again for listening. Up next, we have It Ain't Easy Being Green, some more great programming later on Friday. Don't forget to catch the show of One Night Dax for Fuck Cancer tomorrow night. Great cause. And here we have a couple of PSAs. And don't forget to go to the Discord 30 years back, 30 years old. I'm losing my ability to speak as this show comes to an end. Yes, 30 years is how old Discorder is. There's going to be a show at the Biltmore tonight with Hot Banda, Phoenix Thunderbird, Who's, a number of really great, great bands. Come on out. Discorder is one of its kind, and it takes a lot to have a print publication like this continuing on. So here we are. Thanks again.
A lot of hardcore stuff is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.